Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, the 4th of January of 2023. And I'm your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you live from Midland, Michigan, where I live. And, of course, it is great to be with you tonight, wherever you may be tuning in, however you may be tuning in to the broadcast, you know, whatever device, whether you're using your phone, whether you're using an iPad, a laptop, a desktop, which apparently is still a thing, or whatever means you're using. It's just good that you're with us, that you've tuned in tonight to hear of the word of the from the word of the Lord tonight. As of course, it's always a blessing, and of course, this is a great way to get the year off on the right track. Is just tuning into something like this, because we're going to need the word this year. And that's for sure. And I'm believing that great things are going to happen with this program this year. I strongly believe that. It's what I'm believing God for. And I just know that God is going to help us this year. I want to address a couple things. We had a couple of big major celebrities that either died or almost died on the 2nd of January. You had one of the players for the Buffalo Bills nearly die as a result of cardiac arrest in Cincinnati at the Bills-Bengals game that will resume later this week. Apparently, he is in critical condition. Well, last we knew, he is in critical condition. At one point, he had no pulse, was not breathing. Then they got it to where he had a pulse, but was not breathing on his own. Then they got it to where his vitals were back to normal, but still in very rough shape. So hope you keep him in your purse. You did have a major snowmobile guy, you know, die as a result of a snowmobile crash. Then you had, forget what the third guy was, but there was a third sport player. It wasn't football, but another sports related guy that was severely injured but did not die on the day after New Year's. So don't know what was going on with all those injuries and accidents and stuff, but hopefully it won't be happening, you know, every day where there's major sporting events, because that's just not cool. Now I will say about the Cincinnati thing, I was listening to 700 WLW, the big one, last night, and the guy, you know, he has a few different guests on, talking about it. And they were basically, well, a couple of them were saying, you know, you have medical people at these games, and they plan for certain things, but they never plan on what the cardiac arrest thing that happened. Usually they're used to, like, concussions, stuff with the head, stuff with the knee, stuff with the back, you know. Not so much stuff with the chest. But the good news was is that there was an ambulance. There were ambulances and such right there that they could have him on within like 5, 7, 8, 10 minutes. And it was different from even 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. When it would have taken longer. Yes, they suspended the game. Yes, it will be made up at some point this week. Undecided as to when. But later on, I'll be talking about sports as far as like actually what implications are still to be figured out, like for the Lions and stuff. And so just keep the Buffalo Bills player, the guy that got hurt, keep him in your prayers, please. And because I can't say, you know, that my dream is to be a sports broadcaster and not take a minute to talk about this, because I would feel like I was derelicting my duties. That's how I would feel about it if I didn't at least take a minute to kind of let, he had been tackled. And obviously, back in the day, there used to be these blows to the head, or as some people would call them, headshots, that were legal back in the day. Players were getting hurt. They were getting what is called CTE from concussion, repeated blows to the head. And if you've ever had a concussion, those are not cool. I haven't really had a concussion that I know of, so. Have you had one, Victoria, or no?
I have had quite a few playing sports.
Even at the high school level?
I did not play sports for my high school, but I did do a travel sport while I was in high school.
And you got concussions while you were there?
I didn't have a concussion on my travel team, but I had one in middle school due to lack of care and watching of the coach that had temporarily taken over our team's practices.
How did he call you a concussion?
We said that we were not ready to do a stunt, and he forced us through it, and we all ended up collapsing, and I had a girl fall on my head. I fell backwards, and she landed on my head, and I cracked my neck.
And the neck cracking resulted in that concussion?
Yep, her landing on my head while I was falling backwards.
Which meant you had to be taken through what they call... Percussion, no concussion protocols?
Yes.
And asking questions and the stuff that they do when these players have these concussions. And it can be easy for us to think, you know, that with these concussions that it's just football. but it's not. Other sports, they get them too, but then there's other this thing that happened with the whole chef thing, with the whole pout thing. That's something different that we're not used to, and so you know. And the truth is, there's danger. I mean, we take risks every day. What are we supposed to do now? Stop living? Because there's a risk out there? You're taking a risk every day. Just go get in your car. Yep. Go play sports, whatever sport you play. Yep. You know, and you're going to stop playing sports just because this certain injury could happen. Really? Now, maybe he had a certain heart issue that they didn't know about, maybe. Sometimes things can happen there, maybe. And it's not like we know everything that we could know about what exactly happened, because I was not there at Paul Brown Stadium in Cincinnati, but rough thing. But there were players kneeling down on the ground in prayer, and just surreal from the things I was hearing. And listeners, you say, what are you going to do when this program's over? I'm going to go turn on WLW to see if they have more insight, because they had broadcasters that broadcast that game. And I had told you listeners last year, if you were following me last year around the time that the Bengals made the Super Bowl, that WLW is one of my favorite radio stations, period. I really like their commentators. And does it have to do with the fact that they're from that state to the south? No. I wouldn't say so. Do I think it's a bonus? Yeah. And one of these days, I just might call into that station and tell them that I'm from Michigan and ask them, what do I have to do to get a Waffle House in Michigan? Because one even opened, another one just 3 months ago or so, another Waffle House opened in Toledo. And guess what? Back in October, I visited it. It had only been open about 2 weeks, and things were going pretty well. And I was glad to see that. And it just makes me wonder, why can't we get one? What was this thing, Victoria, that you were saying about you didn't love Waffle House? Why was that? What happened?
The only thing I got while I was at Waffle House was hash browns, because I was so nauseous I couldn't eat anything else. And the hash browns weren't that great.
You needed to get a waffle. That, my friend, reserves a do-over. deserves a do-over. And weren't there waffle houses when you were in Florida?
Which time?
This time.
We did not stop at one. We ate pretty much at the resorts.
Did you find a waffle house? Did you see any waffle houses?
I did not.
But they have them in Florida. Tampa Bay has them too. And when I go out of state, I try to go to at least one Waffle House if I go to somewhere that has them, because I love their stuff. I love to get me a biscuit, sausage gravy, and a waffle. A waffle with peanut butter on it. And that's even if I leave Cedar Point at like 9 p.m. I'll get back to Toledo about hour and 20 minutes. And what do I do? Da-da-da-da-da-da! Waffle House! Yay! Because Waffle House is great. And I don't understand why us folks in Michigan don't get to have one.
Because we're lame.
Also don't get why we don't have more Chick-fil-A's. Did you say you have been to a Chick-fil-A before, or you haven't?
I have.
And? Oh, that's right. You only got nuggets.
And they were very disappointing.
And you would rather have nuggets from McDonald's, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
What? Next time you need to get the chicken sandwich and not go with the nuggets. Because when it comes to the nuggets, I'd rather have the McDonald's nuggets than the Chick-fil-A nuggets, but the chicken sandwich, to Chick-fil-A I shall go. And what was that? What? You heard, listeners, that was something I do when I play this dice game. I do it when I get particularly low numbers that I do not want, specifically if I get a 1 or a 2 out of 6. And I do that, whoop, because I can't believe what I got. And I do not like what I got. And I know someone might say, well, you got a 1, you got a 2. It's just dice. It's not the end of the world. Yeah, I get it. But at the same time, it's just, I like to win, too. And, yes, I win sometimes. And some people have tried to tell me that I cheat at dice and stuff. I don't cheat. I just want to win. I don't cheat, though. I haven't told that I'm a cheetah, but it's only in the sense, cheetah print. And I think cheetah print stuff is funny. Someone had told me that the universe told them that basically they could not get a cheetah print key. This person told me that they felt like that since they could not get a cheetah punk key, that it meant that they were not a cheetah. But I would be like, about that, I'd be like, well, who knows? Are you one or are you not one? And then I'd be like, well, who knows? But there is a couple things that I want to remind you of, before we get into a couple songs and before I get into the word of the Lord for tonight. And that is, first off, I want to tell you about the book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my book. No, it's not the story of my book. Oh, it's the story of my life. The book is the story of my life. There we go. And how great God has been. And chronicles so many of the miracles that have happened in my life. And I will tell you, it's a great read. And you can go online to the website, riversofmiracles.com, to find out information about the book, Rivers of Miracles, and how it can be a blessing into your life. Again, that is Rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, riversofmiracles.com, to find out information about the book, Rivers of Miracles. And my testimony's in there, my mom's testimony's in there, and, you know, there's something about testimonies. They're a great way to show, you know, what God has done. And it's just great, you know, what all he's done. And if it weren't for Jesus, I would have died many years ago because of the health issues I was facing. I would have died many years ago. But God. But God. And so please go check out the book. So the other thing I want to remind you about is the sowing a seed into the Miracle Man program. And what I want to say about that is, if you've been blessed by the show over the past 5.5 years, whether you've been listening all the time, part of the time, on and off, consider sowing a seed into the program. And this is not something I say like to try to get money from me. Not my motive at all. In fact, I want you to get blessed. I really do. I want you blessed. That's why I take a couple of minutes and explain this to you so that you can get blessed. And you can go online to paypal.com. That's paypal.com in order to sow your seed. When you do that, when you get on the website on PayPal, you type in Rivers Shukla in order to sow your seed. Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. Last name is Shukla. S-H-U-K-L-A. Please keep in mind that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. If you would please just make a note of that, that there is a space between them. The other thing that I would like to remind you of about that is the first R, Rivers, and the S in Shukla, both of those are capitalized. So please, if you would, just make a note of that. That can really help you if you do that. And as you sow your seed tonight, I want to sow a verse to your life. And it says, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul does prosper. Amen. And so now I'm going to sing a couple of songs and then get into the word of the Lord for tonight. Sing, 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 and make music with the heavens. We will sing, 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 grateful that you hear us when we shout your praise. Lift high the name of Jesus. What's not to love about you? About you, heaven kingdoms bow down. Son of God, you are the one. You are the one. You are the love that leads us. You are the light that leads us. Like a fire burning, Son of God, you are the one. You are the one we're living for. Sing, 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 and make music with the heavens. And we will sing, 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 grateful that you hear us when we shout your praise. Lift high the name of Jesus. What's not to love about you? Heaven and earth adore you. Kings and kingdoms bow down. Son of God, you are the one. You are the one we're living for. Sing, sing, sing. I'll make music with the heavens. We will sing, sing, sing. Grateful that you hear us when we shout your praise. Lift high the name of Jesus. Sing, 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 and make music with the heavens. We will sing, 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 grateful that you hear us when we shout your praise. Lift high the name. Sing, 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 and make music with the heavens. We will sing, 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 grateful that you hear us when we shout your praise. Lift high the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When we were prodigals, you held us with open arms. When we were refugees, you were the brother that made a way. This is the sound of adoration. Oh, how we love you, Jesus, we love you. You are the glory of all creation. Oh, how we love you, Jesus, we love you. When we were rough refugees, you unearthed and made a way. You sang a freedom song. Now we are dancing on our chains, and we run another way. This is the song of adoration. Oh, how we love you, Jesus, we love you. You are the joy of all creation. Oh, how we love you, Jesus, we love you. How we love you. How we love you. By the cross, I am free. Your grace changes everything. I was blind, now I see. Your grace changes everything. I was blind, by the cross I am free. Your grace changes everything. I was blind, now I see. Your grace changes everything. Everything. This is the sound of adoration. Oh, how we love you, Jesus, we love you. You are the joy of all creation. Oh, how we love you, Jesus, we love you. This is the sound of adoration. Oh, how we love you, Jesus, we love you. You are the joy of all creation. Oh, how we love you, Jesus, we love you. Oh, how we love you. Oh, we love you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. The weapon may be formed, but it won't prosper. When the darkness comes, it won't prevail. 'Cause the God I serve knows only how to triumph. My God will never fail. Oh no. My God will never fail. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to the Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. Oh. There's power in the mighty name of Jesus. Every war he wages, he will win. I'm not backing down from any giant, 'cause I know how this story ends. Yes, I know how this story ends. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. Yes. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. You take what the enemy meant for evil, then you turn it for good. You turn it for good. Yes, you do. You take what the enemy meant for evil, then you turn it for good. You turn it for good. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 In you we have victory. In you we have freedom. In you we have what we believe for. It's in you that we trust. It's in you, Jesus. We know that you hem us in. Thank you, Jesus, that you know what we have need of. And we submit this year to you, Jesus, tonight. On this January 4 of 2023, we submit this year to you, Jesus, and we are putting the devil on notice. We're saying, devil, you can't have us. You can't have this program. You cannot have our families. We're going after you, Jesus. And I thank you, Jesus, that you'll bless us as we seek you. And thank you for that. Thank you that you meet the needs of every listener tonight represented by this program, whatever they have need of. Thank you that you grant all of their requests that they give to you. Thank you, Master, that you just heal them in their bodies, heal their minds. help them financially. Whatever it is that they may need. I don't know their needs, Jesus. I don't know. But you do. But you know. Thank you that you're meeting their needs right where these people are. And I thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you that you use me to deliver this message. Thank you that these listeners have ears that are ready to hear from your word tonight. And I give you praise and honor and glory in advance for that. And now I'll make my confession over this program. I say that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that finance that increases in listenership come. Most importantly, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming in to your kingdom, Jesus, as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Go with me, if you would, please, to the book of Proverbs 2. See my phone? Oh, there it is. Sorry about that. But go with me, if you would, please, to the book of Proverbs 2. I want to encourage you, please, folks, don't just sit there and be clueless and not know what's going on. Be a part. Whatever I do here, where I am, you do wherever you are. Open the Bible. Study with us. Don't just sit there and watch. Amen. Proverbs 2. I'm going to begin with verse 1. I'm going to be talking about wisdom tonight. My son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding, and if you call out for sight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as you do for silver, and you search for it as you do for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and will find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom, and from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He holds victory in store for the upright. He is a shield to those whose walk is blameless. For he guards the course of the just and protects the way of his faithful ones. Then you will understand what is right and just and fair, every good path. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will protect you, and understanding will guard you. Wisdom will save you from the ways of wicked men, from men whose words are perverse, who leave the straight paths to walk in dark paths, who delight in doing wrong and rejoice in the perverseness of evil, whose paths are crooked and are devious in their ways. Oh, crooked paths. Maybe that means, hey, listeners, I have a question for you folks. Maybe that means they double park. Maybe that means they double park when they're in some of these parking lots. Just saying. Just seeing if you're listening to me. Maybe some people have a reason when they take up multiple spots, but when too many do it, it gets bad because then that means no one can find a place to park. But another subject for another day. I'll leave it alone. They're in the light and doing wrong. They rejoice in the perverseness of evil. Their paths are crooked and are devious in their paths, in their ways, I mean. It will save you also from the adulteress, from the wayward wife with her seductive words, who has left the partner of her youth and has ignored the covenant that she made before God. Her house leads down to death and her paths to the earth of the dead. None who go to her return or attain the paths of life. Thus, you will walk in the ways of good men and keep with the paths of the righteous. For the upright will live in the land, and the blameless will remain in it. But the wicked, they will be cut off from the land, and the unfaithful will be torn from it. Verse 1, my son, do not forget my teaching. Keep my commands in your heart, and they will prolong your life many years and will bring you prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. But folks, there's actually paper tablets for you youth, young adults that might be listening. Maybe you don't know what a paper tablet is. There's actually such a thing. It's not just an iPhone, iPad, a Samsung tablet, whatever those are. Bind them around your neck. Write those things on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. We'll talk about what this means by a whole good name after we read this chapter. Part of what we'll talk about. Verse 5. Trust in the Lord with how much of your heart, listeners? All. All. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. That's not just talking about if you're a farmer and what have you. That's talking about tithes and offerings. That's talking about tithes and offerings, folks. All your first fruits and all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing. What do they mean, barns? Well, nowadays we could say your cupboards, your bank accounts, things like that. Your boundary will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline, and do not resent his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those that he loves, as a father disciplines the son that he delights in. Blessed is the man who finds wisdom, the man who gains understanding. For she is more, she meaning wisdom, wisdom is more profitable than silver and yields better returns than gold. She is more precious than rubies, and nothing you desire can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand, in her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who embrace her. Peace. Those who lay hold of her will be blessed. By wisdom, the Lord laid the earth's foundation. By understanding, he set the heavens in place. By his knowledge, the deeps were divided, and the clouds that dropped the dew. My son, preserve sound judgment and discernment. Do not let them out of your sight. They will be life for you, an ornament to grace your neck. Then you will go on your way in safety, and your foot will not stumble. Lie down, and you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. Have no fear of sudden disaster or of the ruin that overtakes the wicked. For the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being snared. Do not withhold good from those who deserve it. When it is in your power to act, do not say to your neighbor, come back later, I'll give it tomorrow, when you now have it with you. Do not plot harm against your neighbor who lives trustfully near you. Do not accuse a man for no reason, when he has done you no harm. Do not envy a violent man or choose any of his ways. For the Lord detests a perverse man, but takes the upright into his confidence. The Lord's curse is on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the home of the righteous. He mocks proud mockers, but he gives grace to the humble. The wise inherit honor, but fools he holds up to shame. Let's talk about this. Let's look at this. Let's look and be like, wonder, you know, what is this talking about? You know, what on earth is it? You know, what on earth Did we read all this for? Why? You say, Miracle Man, what's so important? Well, talks about wisdom and understanding. And it says stuff in there about, you know, if you do this the right way, you'll have a good name with God and man. You say, what part of the partly does that mean? Well, if you do right in the eyes of God, you have a good name in his eyes. You have a good reputation in his eyes. And and with man, there's something about sin. It can hurt you. If you sin on the job, you can lose your job. If you sin bad enough on the job, you can be arrested and go to jail. And if you reject wisdom, if you reject the rebuke of God, if you reject the warnings of God and decide, no, you know, it's all me, I know it all, I know what's best. Oh, are you sure you know what's best? Are you sure you know what's best? For sure, really. Oh, okay. Well, so that I would say, you know, well, good luck. But honestly, God wishes that you would not be prideful. And not be wise in your own eyes. Because what we read tonight warned against being wise in your own eyes. He said, and don't just go being all wise in your own eyes. Because that's kind of basically, you know, that's kind of what pride is, being wise in your own eyes. Because if you become wise in your own eyes, there, things can happen that might not be good for you. And so that's why we stick to the Word of God. And that God kind of wisdom. God's wisdom is better than man's wisdom. Amen. God's wisdom is better than man's wisdom. Oh, and discipline? Discipline? Correction? Really? God does that? Yes, listeners, he does. But not all humans exactly like correction. Oh, and by the way, I don't know of anyone that says, oh, by the way, I just love correction so much. Just keep on correcting me. Just keep doing it, even if I don't need it. Oh. No, correction's not pleasant. Sometimes we need it, though. And discipline, that might not be the most popular word. And no, listeners, when I said discipline, no, I did not curse on the radio. It's a perfectly clean Bible word. Same thing with correction. Same thing with the word repent. And why some preachers decide they should not say the word repent, I don't know. Okay, what I mean by that is, I mean, they just want to be user-friendly. They don't want to be, you know, totally Bible-based and totally, you know, when the Word of God says repent of your sin, and now that we're in the last days, we're going to need the wisdom of God, that God kind of wisdom, which is the best wisdom you can have, is the God kind of wisdom. Being able to hear from the Holy Spirit. I think of something Dr. Barclay had heard from, I don't know if it was Dr. Hagen or Dr. Osteen or Dr. Summerall, who it was, but someone like that, where he had said that he could see people being in a restaurant in a city downtown somewhere. Didn't say what city. They could be, Christians could be sitting there getting ready to order water. I mean, looking at the menu to, you know, decide what to drink, you know, maybe. Like, and I'm sure they're sitting there going, you know, do I want to order water? Am I going to just have a glass of water to drink? Coca-Cola? Coffee? You know, just kind of looking over that menu, just seeing what they want to drink. But then suddenly one of them says, I think we should leave this restaurant. And they tell the waitress, we're leaving. And then they go out of the restaurant. And then minutes later, the restaurant gets destroyed. And then they saw people at the airport boarding an airplane. Again, didn't say what airport, and this wasn't exactly what happened, but they could see this. He could see this. And they, these people, they get on the plane, get buckled in and stuff, you know, do the things you do before takeoff. Suddenly, they say to the flight attendant, excuse me, I don't think we're supposed to be on this aircraft. And I'm sure the flight attendants are like, huh, what? Well, apparently you've been booked for this flight. And I'm sure they're thinking, well, you've been verified. They're like, well, I don't think we're supposed to be on this flight. They get off the airplane. Minutes later, that airplane takes off without them, crashes, and everybody dies. And then the story, this is what could happen. These people, and be like, well, why didn't they die? They did not die because they followed the wisdom of God. They followed the wisdom of God and decided to do what God said, to do it God's way. they decided that they would have that wisdom of God on their life, in their life. And they decided that they would use their understanding given to them by God. Because part of wisdom is also understanding. It's good to have that God kind of understanding. And God will show you things if you ask him to. And I didn't tell you those two stories to scare you. If you think I did, if you think I told you those stories to scare you, all Dr. Barclay had told us, the times that he's told us this, was just something that Dr. Osteen or whoever saw in the spirit. Or just what he saw in the spirit. Now, maybe there were people that did that on 9/11 with the case of the airplane. There were apparently, there were some couple, at least one story that we knew about where someone was basically on their way to work on 9/11. And he's on his way into the building. And basically he's on the way there. He's approaching the building. And God basically says, don't go into work today. Don't go into work today. And the person's like, well, Lord, what? What do you mean? And the person's like, well, I'm a good worker. I come to work. You know, I do what I should be doing. I got a meeting. And the Lord says, don't go into work today. And he's like, okay. And I'm sure this person's like, okay. Like, as if their way of saying, you know, I guess I'll do what you said, you know, I'll obey. And this person goes, you know, leaves, and minutes later, that the Twin Towers blew up. What if that man did not obey and decided, I'm going to go in there, I'm going to go to work. To that, I'm going to go to that meeting, my office, in there this morning. Could have very well died. But he obeyed God. He did not die as a result. He used wisdom. And it's not just for these life and death situations. Wisdom of God is not just for these life and death situations. Although that's a benefit. Yeah. But you have the wisdom of God. And you can have discernment. God can show you things. And why will he do that? Because he loves us. Aren't you glad Jesus loves you? I know. I'm so glad that Jesus loves me. I'm so glad that Jesus loves me. In fact, just lift your hands to the Lord and tell him how much you love you. Father, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, I love you, sweet Jesus. Yes, Master. Yes, Master. Yes. And he'll show you those things. And so part of what I had said was Monday night was that, you know, God will give us more wisdom this year, I feel like. And speaking of New Year, if you want to hear what Dr. Barclay has to say about the New Year, you can tune in to marktbarclay.com tomorrow night. You can tune into that tomorrow night or go live to Living Word Church, 2010 North Stark Road, evening service. And he's going to talk to us about what he sees for the new year, what God is showing him for the new year. I'm sure there'll be some stuff that'll take us to prayer, but I'm sure there will also be some marvelous things that God has shown. And I will say this. I'm excited about what God's going to do this year. I'm expecting God to do some things this year. I'm expecting to see some advancement this year. That's what I'm believing God for. And I'm trusting him for some things this year. And I think it's going to be great. Father, bless us and help us tonight. Thank you that you help us to become wiser in your eyes. Thank you, Master, for that. Lord, thank you, Master, that we are going to follow your word. We're going to live by your word. We're going to do what your word says. We'll put the word that we learned tonight into practice. And not just dilly-dally. I thank you that you'll help us in that tonight. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. In terms of sports action, some scores from the weekend. Red Wings, nice win Saturday night at Little Caesars Arena, 4-2. Came back from a deficit. They got a nice win. And that was good to see. Red Wings not doing so bad this year. Michigan, on the other hand, lost to TCU 51-45. Could have lost by a lot more, but also could have won the game. Two different pick sixes thrown by J.J. McCarthy. And Victoria, who's here, told me her friend was screaming at the TV. when those mistakes were happening. And she was probably like what I do with dice. She was probably thinking, what? Is that basically what her face was looking like too, Victoria? Did you have that look on her face and said, what?
Yep, she was tearing out a conversation, then would scream football terms, and then go back to the conversation at hand.
Could you just... Were you mentioning dice to her through that whole thing or no?
No.
That'd be funny if you did. Did she have that look on her face that basically said, what? Obviously, you haven't seen that look on my face when I was doing the what? You have?
Yep.
That exact look that she had on her face?
Yep.
I did that a few times at the game. When I was listening to the game myself, I went, what? When we were in school, I go, yay! Like what I do when I get, you know, a 6, a 5. Or someone else rolls a low number. But anyhow, Michigan's lost 51-45. Their season is done. TCU goes on to play Georgia, who narrowly beat Ohio State 42-41. My honest predictions were that Michigan would beat TCU, and then I thought that that team to the South would play very hard, which they did. But my honest prediction was that they would beat Georgia. Many people thought that Georgia would rob that team to the South, and that team to the South would get beat, would get crushed. But they didn't. They only lost by one. There was some people would say there was some unfair officiating in both of the semifinal games that ended up favoring both TCU and Georgia, to where the North is shut out of the finals. Well, it was coming Monday, but whereas where the North is shut out, but the South is in. But by the South, I mean, in the case of TCU, you know, the Big 12 or whatever they're in, a very small school, TCU, very small Division One, and then but then in the very big school, Georgia, defending their title. And both games were great. They ended up being down to the wire. Great day of football. Lions on Sunday, huge win, 38-10 over the Chicago Bears at Ford Field. And their running back has now, this season, Williams, has put up more yards in one season than Barry Sanders ever did in one season. And his highlight year, 1991. This guy, as of Sunday, surpassed it, which is pretty cool. Really cool. So, we're at 8-8. Sunday, we go to Green Bay to take on the Pack in the Tundra. We'll see. It might not feel so much like a Tundra, or maybe it will. I don't know yet. I have to see. But at Lambeau Field, which, of course, in January, in late December, people like to call it the Tundra. Lambeau Field / the Tundra. We play the Pack. Now, you say, Miracle Man, when you make your prediction, what is it? Well, before I make my prediction, let me bring this to your attention. If the Lions can win, if the Lions can win on Sunday and Seattle can lose to the Rams and Stafford, then we have a chance, folks, to make the playoffs for the first time since 2016. And it will mean that for Detroit sports, for the first time since 2019, we would have a Detroit sports team in the playoffs, which, yay, but it's been way too long coming. So you say, what was all the celebratory music about? Well, it's been so long that I'm actually pumped to see us, a Detroit team, get back in. So that's why I had to do that. And minutes like these, when I wish I had a soundboard right next to me that could play these, you know, different sounds, you know, when I talk about these sports like this. Just saying. You know, or like when their season has collapsed, you play that sound that sounds like breaking glass. That's different, isn't it? It's and that's like this is what happens. But so also the off play the Rams. So these are going to be the two picks that I'm going to make plus college football playoffs. So CFP final Monday, Georgia TCU. My honest prediction, sweet Georgia Pine, now old Georgia Pine, 38, Froghorns, 34. That's right, I predict that Georgia will end up beating TCU. Okay, go to NFL. Let's do Seahawks and Rams first. Rams at Seahawks, Sunday, 4:25. Stafford made a statement. He's going to be able to play on Sunday. My honest prediction. Ram Crooks. 36, Sleepless in Seattle, 30. Actually, sleeping in Seattle would be more like it. Sleeping in Seattle, 30. Last but not least, Lions at Packers, Sunday, 8:25, NFL announced that this game is being moved, is being flexed to Sunday night football. So, what my honest prediction, Lions at Pack, my prediction, Roaring Lion, 28, all packed up, 18. And Lions will make the playoffs. However, they will make it as the eighth seed. I mean, the seventh seed. Oh. Sorry, but that's what happens when you start off a season 1-6. Maybe next year, folks, don't start off 1-6, and you won't have to worry about that. Maybe you start 4-2 and then end the regular season with similar winnings and go like a combined like 12-5 or something or something like that. Then you could play at like the first wild card spot or maybe even win your division. Then you could be better off. But for that, there's always next year. But I think the Lions are going to win, folks, which is great. Great news. All right. I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that no plague shall come nigh us or our median or our dwelling. For you have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. I say that no drug or drunk driver, no rapist, no burglar, no murderer, no suicide, fire, flood, or crash, none of this evil stuff will come near us. And we're going to live in great peace and great joy and be a powerful witness for you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. I sure love you. All right. Amen. Go on, God, until next week. God first, God always. So long, everybody.